Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good Arab Shabbos. So, continuing on our discussion of the Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph of Hilchos Sanhedrin. So, the last thing that we talked about is our contention, analogous to the beginning of the Perek, that Betzedek Tishpot Amisecha is much more than just, the prohibition of Lo Seleich Rachil Be'amecha, Rachel Zekash Lozeh, act of discrimination and prejudice, but it's about an affirmative responsibility to create an equitable environment in the context of, din, and then that's why it can radiate outwards once it's an asay to have you done is called Adam Lekav Schos. And we said that you have the same, phenomenon at work at Shamoa Ben Achecha Mishvatzem Tzedek as creating an environment where, the maximum degree of honesty and integrity is promoted as opposed to just strict violations of Lo Sisa, Shem Hashav, Midrash Sheker, Tirchak. You haven't succeeded if, people haven't lied, but doing anything like ex parte communication that can erode the sense of confidence and the honesty and integrity of the enterprise is a failure of Shamoa Ben Achechem Mushvatatem at Tzedek. So building off of that, the next halacha is Mipiem Velo Al Yidei Turgaman Al Pi Shnayim Edim Marn Bakos Tavav Lo Yadayin Shamea Mipia Turgaman Alim Kenei Yamakir Lashon Bal Edinim Vishamea Tanoseim Veno Mahir Bilashonam Kidei Lahashiv Lahem Yami Turgaman Lodia Osam Psak Hadin Mezetam Chiev Zeh Vizika Lazeh. So the Gemara is, as I mentioned, Makos of Amud Beis, right? Hano Luuze Das Lakami the Rava Oki Rava Turgaman Benayo Vehichi Avid Hachi Vatzan So Tei San Hedrin Shomin Mipia Turgaman. So Rava Meide Avayadi My Dahavu Amri Hadurehu Dilohoy Avayada. You didn't know how to answer. You have this in many languages. You're not so comfortable articulating, but there is definitely receptive language. Expressive language requires much greater expertise. And so what the Rambam is obviously doing here is you could argue that the whole situation, Ayide Turgaman, is Lo Sisa Shem Hashav, kind of a problem. You're leading people to a situation where, once you introduce that intermediary, it's much more likely that there's going to be a breakdown in honesty, intentionally or otherwise. So the natural limit within the halacha is that the dayan has to be able to understand everything directly, from the Balei Din themselves. The Kesef Mishnah goes on to note, but you can understand why somebody would apply this to Edim, if not exclusively, then as well. Because again, the whole point is to create an environment within the Beis Din that really promotes the maximum amount of confidence, the honesty and integrity, Shamoa ben Achechem, Ushvatatem Tzedek, that affirmative, responsibility. So that, I think, is what accounts for, the impulse, even if the Rambam doesn't, but the impulse to expand from the Balei Dinim, which is, clearly, as the Kesef Mishnah points out, the simple reading of the Gemara, to a broader canvas, including, the Edim as well. What's interesting here, a thought, is that this is the only place that I can think of where the Rambam says that there's a requirement for the Turgaman, who's going to speak, right? The Dayan here doesn't have expressive language. He has receptive language to explain the rationale. Mezetam Chiv, Zev, Zika, Zev. Right? Previously, we just talked about the Gemara Din. Ish Poni Ata Zakai, Ish Poni Ata Chayav. There wasn't necessarily, sometimes there can be, but there wasn't as a matter of standard practice, a responsibility to articulate, why that should be the case. Here, I think it's hianosenes, hagufa. The point being is that the individuals in question who, will not understand what the dayan is saying to them, so they may lack confidence in the outcome. But if it can be expressed, al yidei turgaman, what the basis of the outcome was, so like it or not, right, this can inspire confidence that a fair hearing was held. So this could be the whole idea of it, the whole concession of turgaman, which is a concession, but one that we can, manage in a situation where the dayan at least has the capacity to understand the claims of the various Balei Din, that concession of Turgaman imposes a higher burden on the dayan of explaining what the nimuk is, what the rationale is, to make sure that everybody walks away with the confidence that this really was a fair hearing where everybody's contentions were understood and understood fully. Wishing everybody good Shabbos.